This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He goes all over the internet, even the parts that most of us are too scared to go to, just trying to mine out those diamonds of interesting facts. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know some cats are allergic to people?
That's adorable.
No.
That's so cute.
That's cute. I think that's so sad.
What part are they allergic to? You know, like, we are allergic to, some people say, like, it's the dander. Some people say it's actually their saliva on their fur when they clean themselves. What are cats allergic? What about us makes them allergic?
Probably body odor or attitude. Yeah. Cats are empaths. They can sense when you're, like, sad or negative. And then they feel scared.
So if somebody's too much of a downer,
allergic.
The cat has an allergic reaction.
Yes.
Huh. Sneezing?
Dried eyes.
Dried eyes.
They got to keep rubbing their eye every so often when they see you.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine how depressed you'd be if you found out a cat was allergic to you?
I wouldn't.
My old cat became diabetic. Was that part of it?
No, that's because of what you're feeding. What you're feeding it.
Wow. Have
you ever had a cat?
No, I'm definitely allergic to cats.
You're not definitely.
Yes, I can. No. If I hold a cat too close to me,
he loses his hearing.
Good one.
Definitely allergic. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know women couldn't apply for credit at a bank until 1974?
Yeah, I did know that.
Oh.
How sad.
Yeah. And they couldn't vote till like a little bit later.
So when do you think women got the right to vote?
Like 1975.
Mm. Okay. So those couple years are big years.
Yeah.
Vote.
Yes.
Women got the right to vote in 75. I think I missed that part. Vote.
Yes.
You know, there were women, like, in power positions in House and Senate prior to that.
But they didn't get to vote.
They didn't get to vote for themselves.
But they could run. People could vote for them. Men could vote for them.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Do you agree with that?
With women not voting?
With women should women have the right to vote, Kevin?
Yes!
Good.
Everyone's created equal.
All right.
Until they prove otherwise.
Well, he's still shaken by the fact that women couldn't get bank accounts.
Yeah!
Why do you think that is?
Because my mom holds all my money.
Right.
So what if she couldn't get a bank account and I was the only one that was supposed to have a bank account?
How crazy that you'd be allowed to have a bank account, but she wouldn't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Who am I going to borrow money from?
I think they could, but they had to get a man's permission first.
That's what it was.
Do I have that right?
Yeah.
But women are so much better at money management than men.
Let me tell you something. Women are so much better at almost everything.
Yeah.
Except for carpeting.
Oh.
Carpeting?
Yeah.
What is that?
Carpentry. Like when you build things.
Carpentry?
Yes.
Well, you tell that to Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow.
She doesn't build things.
You don't know that.
She just makes songs.
You don't know that.
Bob the Builder. Man.
How about Joanna Gaines?
Who's that?
Oh, she's...
Oh, the owner of Joanne's?
Yep.
Feels like she's the owner of Target sometimes. She's Magnolia.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
That's a flower.
Yeah, well, when the Magnolia section, that's Joanna Gaines.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, like the TV movie theater.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know in WW2, British soldiers had to make do with only 3 sheets of toilet paper per day?
Per day?
Oh, what boy. Is WW2?
World War II.
Okay, just making sure.
You think I don't know American history?
You don't know the English language.
Yes, I do.
3 pieces of toilet paper
That's
per day?
That's not enough for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would be toast.
I do at least 4.
Oh.
Come on,
yeah.
Kevin.
Come on.
Well, as many times as
our toilet paper is not 2-ply.
You do at least 4 trips to the toilet per day.
Minimum.
Yeah. Wow. Why? Why was there a shortage on toilet paper?
Conservation.
What was it?
Conservation.
Okay.
Conserving because there wasn't enough production of toilet paper, aka paper,
right,
back in the day.
So all paper was scarce during World War II.
That's why they had courier birds.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
So you tell the bird, you whisper it in its ear, what you wanted to say to your loved one.
Well, they had a voice box because it saves on paper.
Yes.
What's a voice box?
It's kind of like where you connect 2 cans together with a string.
Right.
Like that.
And the bird would carry the other can?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Well, that's why you come to Did You Know, huh?
That's a great point. All right. We've learned so much today. Oh, Kevin, thank you very much. Those were some interesting facts, and it was a slog.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.